This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat.
The progressive Democrats see our candidacy as the only one willing to stand up and articulate the values that everyone loves in Maryland. The progressive values of bigger government, of more lockdowns, of vaccine passports, of jabs for jobs, these are out the window in my administration, and that's why I'm reaching out to everyone, every background, saying, please join us.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
As the United States inflation rate is recklessly out of control, we're not alone. The United Kingdom's annual rate of inflation rose to a new four-decade high as well, now sitting at 9.4% across the pond. The CDC has announced a new standard for the cruise ship industry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has got rid of a program that allowed the public to view COVID-19 levels on cruise ships that sail in the U.S. waters. The CDC announced it had determined, quote, the cruise industry has access to the necessary tools to prevent and mitigate COVID-19 on board, end quote. The move comes as BA5 Omicron subvariants spreads across the United States. The variant is now estimated to make up more than 78% of new cases, according to the CDC. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The San Diego Unified School District Board President is under fire for instructing students who won't wear masks to stay home from regular school. Without any science or evidence being presented, Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne is demanding indoor masking for all San Diego Unified School District schools in California, or stay out.
They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft-on-crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
The American League won again, defeating the National League 3-2 in last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got Ann McElhaney. She's back with us to share more of what has become the most controversial podcast of the year. Serial Killer, a true crime podcast, is the story of America's most prolific serial killer. It has entered the top 10 of true crime shows. Ann, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, congratulations on this, what has become, you know, a top 10 true crime show. People are really responding to it. Why are they gravitating? They connected with your story when you and Phelim had written the book on Gosnell. But they are really, you know, catching on to, you know, the presentation of this podcast. What is it that's drawing them to this?
Well, true crime podcasts are very popular. You know, it's a massive genre. You know, NPR had a podcast called Serial, which 450 million people downloaded. So there's a vast community of people who really like crime shows. And we thought, this Gosnell story, my God, you know, this is a really amazing story. And very few people know about it still. You know, quite a large number of people don't know it. And those are the people who we're reaching now. The people who don't know that this guy was operating in Philadelphia as a doctor, you know, was you know, inducing babies to be born alive and then cutting their necks with scissors. And he did this for decades. And the authorities knew and did nothing about it. So it's a shocking story and deserves a larger audience than it already has. So that's what's happening right now.
Well, the background of Gosnell himself is horrific and disgusting. Even before it was legal or even talked about being legal, Gosnell was on the cutting edge, so to speak, of doing abortions, right?
Yeah. He was, you know, he's been at this for decades. I mean, I think he saw a great business opportunity, actually, of making money. He offered people he would do abortions at any stage, right up to 9 months. And, as you say, it's actually kind of funny, but it's actually true. And he says of himself that he was at the cutting edge.
Right.
You know, excuse the pun, you know.
Right, exactly.
But I think what's really shocking, you know, particularly at this moment in time when, you know, the Roe decision has been overturned, and now people have to decide. And I think it's a great time for people to know more about abortion, know more about what was legal in America. And I think the Gosnell story is instructive in a number of ways. Particularly it shows up what happens in very progressive states in America, like places like New York, Illinois. You can imagine California. There's no reason at all to believe that somebody like Gosnell isn't operating in those states. Because here's what's happened. This guy,
yes.
Gosnell, had numerous complaints against him. Two women died at the clinic, and no one at the Department of Health in Harrisburg did anything. They didn't do anything. For 17 years, they didn't inspect the clinic. This is progressive protecting their sacred sacrament of abortion. This is what they do. And it's a salutary tale, and it's one that we should really pay attention to. And the details are shocking, but what the most shocking part of it all, in some ways, is how the authorities let him get away with it. They knew something was up. They knew something was rotten, and they did nothing. They did, in fact, they did the exact opposite. They did everything they could to protect him. And I think this is something we should all be conscious of. People are saying, you know, oh, if Roe is overturned, there'll be back street abortions. Why would anyone say that? This is nonsense.
Yes.
They did. There was loads of regulations in Pennsylvania. There was unbelievable laws protecting the people of Pennsylvania. But when it came to abortion, they suspended all those, you know, all of the things that they normally did. These people at in the Department of Health were closing down nail salons. And this guy's bodies were piling up in the basement.
That's the irony. I mean, and all this is happening at the same time, Anne, that, you know, it was hashtag women's rights and the sensitivity towards, you know, women. And here we are ignoring the absolute debasement and dehumanization of women and their children.
And you know, and to add to that, here's the time also when people have talked about BLM, you know, Black Lives Matter. What nonsense. What utter nonsense. The victims at Gosnell's clinic were mostly black and brown people, were mostly minorities. BLM never turned out to mourn the lives lost at that clinic. Samika Shaw was a young African-American mother who lost her life as a result of Gosnell. No one knows her name, but people know who Michael Brown is. Michael Brown was a thug. He was a thug who assaulted a police officer, and he died for it. And it's awfully sad he's dead. But, you know, this is what will happen to you if you assault a police officer. However, Samika Shaw went to that place. A young black mother went there for an abortion, ended up dead. No one knows her name. The BLM movement aren't out shouting about her. They're not putting up a memorial to her. But they're not putting up a memorial to the babies that were murdered either. Like Baby Boy A, who's a little African-American boy. No one's remembering them. And that's something that people can do, that your listeners can do. They can go and listen to this podcast because they can memorialize this. And they can also remember and make sure it doesn't happen again. And they can go to serialkillerpod.com to listen.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit more about Samika. I mean, when I read of her story in your book regarding Gosnell, I mean, here is an immigrant who came to the country, who barely survived to get here, to leave her country. I mean, her life was in dire danger. That's why she left and came to America. Tell us more about Samika, if you would.
Yeah, there was two women. Samika Shaw was a woman from Philadelphia. Karnamaya Monger is the refugee that you're referring to, who came, you know, she was Bhutanese. She spent 20 years in a refugee camp in Nepal, came to America, was in America 4 months, 4 months. You know, she'd come to the promised land, as it were. You know, she went for an abortion. She went to someplace in New York. They hand wrote a note to her because she was too far along in her pregnancy. They pushed this note across the counter to her. She went to Gosnell's clinic. And she ended up dead. I mean, it's an awful story. But even worse than that is that her death went unnoticed by the authorities, went unnoticed even by the police, until a great cop, a really great cop, Detective Jim Wood, came along. He heard about her. He was an undercover drugs, detective. And you'll hear his whole story. Mm. You'll hear him speak in the podcast. He's so amazing. And he just became obsessed with this woman, this refugee, this poor lady, this brown lady who no one in progressive Pennsylvania cared about, but he did. And he cared enough to pursue this, doggedly pursue this, to justice. And one of the assistant district attorneys, Christine Wexler, who we interview, who's really fabulous, and she says of Jim Wood, she says, you know, Jim Wood, he was Karnamaya Monger's champion. He was the only one. Mm. And what he did by championing her her story of the justice for her story is really remarkable and beautiful and should make everyone proud to have police officers like that in the country. I mean, this is a dark story, but in the midst of this story, there is a lot of light in terms of the, you know, law enforcement officers who doggedly pursued this case and put this guy behind bars for 3 life sentences plus 22 years for the drug offenses.
Well, it is a 6-episode podcast series chronicles the investigation, trial, and conviction of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who killed for 40 years before his crimes were exposed. And McElhaney, along with Thayla McAleer, her husband, are responsible for doing this and keeping it up front. And Serial Killer continues, and so will our conversation on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from Ann after this. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Afghanistan are being heavily persecuted by the Taliban. In fact, Afghanistan was recently listed as the number one country for Christian persecution. So many people in that region are hungry for hope. Fortunately, the light of Christ shines the brightest in the darkest places of the world, and the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to continue spreading the gospel in that region and sharing the hope of Christ with those who need it the most. Now that we're broadcasting in the two most prevalent languages in the area, Dari and Pashto, we're able to give even more people access to the good news, opening the door for them to place their hope in Jesus. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Voltaire said, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities.
Wow. I'll tell you, this is something that had to invade the mind, the morality, the lack thereof of one Kermit Grosnell, as we hear more and more about him. And Ann McElhaney, and you were face to face with him. What did you see in his eyes when you and Phelan interviewed him in jail?
Just death. Just very, very dead. I mean, he's extraordinary. I mean, he's a narcissist. He loves to speak about himself. I mean, it was funny. We went to the prison to interview him, and he arrives as though he has just been on a golf course. He's very relaxed. He's very happy with himself. You know, he talks about how sad it is that he didn't get into the poetry class, how he's read the Quran in two different translations. You know, and he speaks like as though he's just at a cocktail party. You know, and there you are with him, you know, surrounded obviously by killers, including himself. And he has this a very weird demeanor. I mean, he pulled his chair in right close to me and put his legs on both sides of my legs and then kept touching my leg as he made points.
Oh.
Each time he did it, he said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry." But he was, you know, he's a manipulator, and this is how he operates. This is what he does to disarm people. But he didn't disarm me. And he's literally exactly like that kind of Hannibal Lecter type character. I mean, he's obsessed with his feet. He's obsessed with his hands. At one point, you know, he kind of lifted his hand up to my face, and I thought he was doing the gesture from Star Trek. But actually, his point was that his hands were so big. You know, and he speaks a lot. I mean, I know from the detectives that they recorded all his conversations from prison, and he used to speak a lot about his feet. This is one of the things that he did. And then he tells a chilling story that he had been to Auschwitz, and one of the things he thought was so impressive, and he used the word impressive, about Auschwitz was the collection of children's shoes, the collection of little children's, all their shoes that had been collected after they had been murdered. He found it very impressive, which is a very odd word for anyone to use in relation to Auschwitz. So, yeah, he's...
Well, and of course, and you know...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And well, I was just going to add that we know from the evidence that he had quite a collection of babies' feet.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the most disturbing aspects of it. When Jim Wood, you know, eventually when they raided the clinic in the drug raid, and they go in, and these people are not experienced. You know, Jim had never been to an abortion clinic. He obviously had he'd been a homicide detective in his past. But they walk in, and they're in this, like, kitchen area, and they open one of these cupboards, and they find row upon row upon row of babies' feet in jars with the names of the mothers attached. And, you know, and we've interviewed all kinds of people, and during the trial, all kinds of doctors were interviewed and were questioned. No one could find any explanation at all that made any sense for him keeping the feet except for as trophies, as most serial killers seem to like to do.
Wow. How horrific it had to be for Jim Wood and the other investigators walking into this Holocaust inn. You know, I've seen pictures of post-World War II Germany where, you know, the country said, look, we need to see for ourselves what happened in these concentration camps. And they made their citizens walk through these concentration camps. And you see them going in like it's a Sunday walk in the park, and coming out, you see the devastation and their demeanor, how radically it changed from being exposed to what they saw in the concentration camp. And something like that, I can only imagine what Jim and others experienced when they witnessed the horror of what took place in this clinic.
That's a really great point you're making there, by the way, Bill, because actually, and we interview obviously all these detectives, and you hear exactly what you're saying. You hear that from them. Steve Dougherty, who is one of the investigators, a drug enforcement officer, like, he talks in the podcast about this was he had to get help during, you know, he had to get some therapy because he was so disturbed by what he had seen. And all of them spoke like that, by the way. Christine Wexler, Joanne Pescatori, all of the investigators involved in this were deeply disturbed, and sort of it was life altering for many of them, because, you know, they just, it was so horrific. You know, so many aspects of it were so horrific. When they discovered the bodies in the basement, the 47 bodies that they found that had to go to the ME's office, they then had to go, those bodies were then cleaned and were photographed by the ME. And the detectives were all there. Jim was there. Jim talks at the end of the podcast in episode 6. He talks about that his faith really helped him, and he doesn't know what a person who didn't have faith, how they would cope with that. What would they do with that information?
Right. Exactly.
I think even for ourselves, by the way, for Phelan and myself and people who, everyone involved, you know, Nick Searcy and everyone who was involved in the movie and people involved in the podcast as well, everyone feels very altered by it, because and it's very, there's something visceral about the lives that we have come in close contact with. I mean, it's very interesting that you mentioned the Holocaust. That's what I always thought about when I would be sifting through this evidence in writing the book and creating the podcast. You know, it's a Holocaust, and it's a Holocaust that's happening
yes.
in real time. This is going on in towns all over the world, all over America. And this is the question mm-hmm. people are going to have to ask themselves. Is this, you know, and because not every abortion that Gosnell did was illegal. He did murder children. He went to prison for that. But he also had a legal abortion practice. And one of the things that right. the jury learned during the case was what a legal abortion was like. And I can tell you, they were completely floored by the description, by the legal abortion doctors describing
right.
legal abortion. They were floored by it. They couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them had a change of heart because of it. And we've found so many people who've come across this true crime podcast who've reassessed their position on abortion because of what they've learned.
Well, and two things come to mind. First of all, it takes back to the first conversation we had. And I said, the big question I was left with is, how many other Gosnells are out there? And you kind of touched on that. And operating even to this day, how many other Gosnells are out there? The other thing is that the truth that we know today, 49 years later, since Roe v. Wade, I believe this movement that has happened has started organically by women, for women, that realized that there was this incredible lie that was thrust upon them. And as you shared right now, the truth and the experience of what a legal abortion looks like, I'll guarantee you that wasn't discussed when the decision of Roe v. Wade took place in the Supreme Court, did it?
No, and it's exactly what Planned Parenthood, as they call themselves, it's exactly what they don't want people to know about or think about. And I've been surprised myself in my own life with friends I have, even people I know who are in the medical world, who, you know, who I would then, they listen to or read the book, or they've listened to the podcast, and they're like, oh my God, I didn't know that. So, you know, even medical professionals don't know it. So how could an ordinary person know it? So people who are saying that they're pro-choice, I think they might be pro-choice in something that they don't even know what it is that they're choosing. And as you said,
exactly.
people who have had abortions, who have deeply, deeply regretted, are deeply, deeply disturbed by that. And we've met so many of those people through this work, so beautiful people who have now dedicated their lives to trying to get the truth out about this. And it is a Holocaust. It's a frightening mm-hmm. thing. In the last episode of the podcast, and it's an interesting story that your listeners might find fascinating, we went and did some interviews back in Philadelphia again for this podcast. We decided to go along to the clinic, but bring Jim Wood there and say, look, you know, we're standing outside here. Tell me about what happened. And we brought Christine Wexler there, and we stood outside the clinic. And when we were there with Christine Wexler, we realized, she looked down and she said, oh my God, I think that door is open. And we pushed the door, and now Christine didn't go in. She's an ADA. She's an assistant district attorney. She's not going to break the law, but we're journalists.
Right.
We went in there, and here's the frightening and shocking thing. In one of the rooms at the back, there are row upon row upon row upon row upon row. I would say 10,000 medical files that no one from the Department of Health bothered picking up. And each of those files represents a life lost.
Still there. Still there to this day.
Still there, and the door open, and the place abandoned. Anyone could walk in there. And that's people's personal
Unbelievable.
Files, telephone number, with their medical information. Awful.
Unreal. And 15 seconds left. Direct people where they can go to see or listen to Serial Killer, a true crime podcast.
thank you. Yeah, you can go to serialkillerpod.com, serialkillerpod.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat.
The progressive Democrats see our candidacy as the only one willing to stand up and articulate the values that everyone loves in Maryland. The progressive values of bigger government, of more lockdowns, of vaccine passports, of jabs for jobs, these are out the window in my administration, and that's why I'm reaching out to everyone, every background, saying, please join us.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Quitty, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Peggy Mass joining us, the former Kansas State legislator with over 20 years of experience. She continues to defend our country from the infiltration and deception intended to destroy our nation from within. Peggy, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's great to be back.
Well, Peggy, the Biden administration, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, they continue to defy credulity at every turn. I mean, they put us, again, in more danger. They compromise our national security. And I don't know why people are surprised, because this is exactly what Obama did with Obama-Biden in 8 years. They compromised our national security. It's just that it seems that Joe Biden is finishing the task that Barack Obama started. Am I missing something here?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Joe Biden has done nothing to discourage violence in the street or disruption or dividing of the country. He's actually followed in Obama's footsteps very well.
Well, you know, we often, when we consider this, we often refer to, you know, Marxism, you know, Saul Alinsky's book, you know, there is a plan. that is being followed here, a diabolical one, and, you know, the president would lead us to believe that that is not the case, that, you know, that we shouldn't believe our lying eyes, that we should listen to him, whether he's talking about the unreality of inflation or the economy or maybe just the terrible job that the media is doing in not propagandizing his administration.
Well, he's the one that's full of propaganda, I'm afraid. It reminds me a lot of the, it just actually Hitler-esque activities
yes.
going on. The fact that Hitler had a propaganda minister, Joseph Goebbels, mm-hmm. who said that if you tell a lie big enough and long enough, people will eventually believe it. And I have seen so many lies coming out of this administration. So when Joe Biden isn't stumbling over his own words, he's not speaking the truth. So it's very difficult.
Peggy, it is disturbing. You know, when you and I were growing up, we would never think in a million years of calling a president a liar. But this has become part of the modern vernacular, isn't it? And particularly with Joe Biden, because it's not that you can say, well, maybe, like, for example, with Donald Trump, agreed, you could say that he used a lot of hyperbole. Did he flat out lie? So often, you know, what happened afterwards when it went through due process and the truth of the matter came up, Trump ended up being more right than wrong, and the accusation of him being a liar, especially from the left and the media, didn't hold water. Unfortunately, you know, like you just said about Goebbels, is that if you repeat a lie long enough, and of course, the bigger the lie, the better, is what Hitler also believed in, that people begin to believe it. And this is where we are in this country. We've been so infiltrated with anything but the truth that our worldview has been compromised. It's almost like we need, you know, some collective, mental, some mental adjustment and therapy.
Yes, it's almost like, to me too, the mainstream media is almost as mistrusted as politicians today.
Oh, yeah, they are. Look at their approval rates. I mean, they're down in the low 20s, and you can't blame people because, I mean, there you really do see the lie. It's in black and white. And even still to this day, in many cases, they've not come back and apologized. And then they wonder why their subscriptions are falling off because people have had it, said, look, I just don't trust you anymore. And it's interesting because you have a senator, you know, Richard Blumenthal, who in one of the impeachments I think it was during a judicial hearing, he said falso in uno, falso in omnibus. So if you're false in one thing, you're false in everything, says the man who lied about his service in the military, having supposedly gone to Vietnam. We found out that he didn't, it's ironic and rich that a person of his reputation and proven reputation, that he would make that statement. Sometimes I say that this is the curious thing about the left, is they self-indict.
Well, I think another thing that I'd like to bring up is Kamala Harris, who actually raised money for Antifa. She actually raised money so that people that were arrested for violent rioting and disrupting, they were actually bailed out before they stood before a judge. And some of those had been convicted criminals in the past. They walked. And that's just unbelievable that they not only are turning a blind eye toward the violence of Antifa, but they are actually encouraging it and probably funding it, you know? So,
there's certainly
Hitler.
Yeah, and they're running, they're giving them cover because the Biden administration insists that Antifa isn't an organization, as you write, that it's an idea, right? So, how do you combat ideas?
Well, I guess when you know that they have websites that tell you where they're going to be, holding, and they've got all these different organizations that have coalesced together in order to have more power. And they announce ahead of time where they're going to be and what you're supposed to wear, how you're supposed to dress. Tell me that is not organized anarchy.
Exactly. Well, and also, why would you have an administration supporting and lying about this organization it seems that, okay, so the bottom line here is Antifa is serving the end game and goals of this administration, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, underneath Adolf Hitler, the brown shirt, organized Antifa-style mm-hmm. protests, street riots, smashing windows, blocking traffic, starting fires, vandalizing, even beating, you know, innocent people to death and creating fear and panic in the streets in order to empower Hitler. And the reality is that these poor Antifa useful idiots is that when Hitler was done using them, he feared that they would rise up against his administration, and he had them killed. So
yes.
I think that this is, history repeats itself. These people who are now thinking that they're powerful because they're creating so much disruption and so much poverty, often in their own neighborhoods, you know, because they're ruining businesses and they're, people are fleeing. It's just, I think that the end game is going to be not so good for those who are thinking that they're powerful because they're following the narrative of the left.
Mm-hmm. And the narrative of the left is deconstruction. I mean, let's destroy everything. Let's blow everything up. And as you say, at this point, they're useful idiots because when those elites, those that are orchestrating all this, have full control, well, they're no longer of use. And then they're feared because, just as you said, if they can do it toward somebody else, then why wouldn't they aim their aggression toward the ruling class at that point in time? Because they're no longer necessary.
Yeah, you actually encourage them not to have a conscience, and then you expect them to act logically. And all of these things, I mean, Hitler eradicated any remnants of moral religious restraint. He confiscated mm-hmm. guns from private citizens, you know, imprisoned individuals and forced old German military leaders to retire, you know, by falsely accusing them. Have we seen any of this under Obama?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Biden? Absolutely.
Right. Well, you've got, what, 27% roughly of the army right now that is being ushered out because they won't get vaccinated.
Yeah, if you don't follow in line blindly, then you're not, they don't want you. Just mm-hmm. think about that. The reality is we were founded as an independent, you know, it was mm-hmm. ruled by the people, and the people got the opportunity to make moral choices. They're not allowing people to make moral choices if they're getting if they're in the military anymore.
Right, exactly. Well, this is why it's a problem. People of faith, especially, is such a huge inconvenience and an impediment against this movement, because you cannot have a conscience, you cannot have morality in order
right.
to participate in the government that the Biden administration seems to be on a trajectory for. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Peggy Mast after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with the former state legislator, Peggy Mass, who continues with us. Peggy, by the way, I'm going to be in Kansas City next month. I'm looking forward to it. Be there for about 5 days. Got a conference to attend. Actually, of all the traveling I've done, this is actually going to be the first time I've been to Kansas City.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourself there. So are you going to be on the Missouri side or the Kansas side?
I think the Kansas side. That's how ignorant I am of the state. Is that I'm not sure, and I know that. No, I can't even tell you the airport because I even had to ask you. Okay, what airport do I fly into? And I think it's Kansas MOI. Is that right?
MCI.
Anyway.
Yeah.
MCI. Okay. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so I'm lost in Kansas already. I'm looking for Toto, Dorothy, and the Yellow Brick Road. Do you think I can find it there?
No, I don't think you can, but I hope you enjoy your visit when you come.
Okay, well, thank you much. I'll let you know afterwards. I'm sure it'll be a good time. I'll be with some other business people there too. So I always enjoy to be around people who are enterprising and entrepreneurial. So this should be good fun. I want to get back and Yep, exactly. I'm with you on it. I want to talk about this life issue. Roe v. Wade. I was watching this video the other night. It was quite disturbing where this young gal was, yelling and screaming that, we love to kill our babies. And I'm going, what? Is this genuine? I mean, what is going on? I mean, they're just so outraged over the decision that I believe empowers the states. It really brings, the proper assignment of what Roe v. Wade, should be. It should be at the state level.
Right.
Politicians, federal legislators, national leaders knew this from a long time, including Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And so, but now they have, just like you said, let's go back to the lie. They're promoting another big lie about this decision, you know, suggesting that women are going to, you know, have to chase down coat hangers and back alleys and all these back alley abortions and, you know, all this horrendous stuff. But, of course, they don't even want to talk about the mail order abortion pills that are being sent, you know, to women in their apartments and homes without any kind of, you know, medical supervision. And, you know, what's happening there, I mean, this is a disaster, how death has encroached our culture. But this life issue now is reviving, I'm seeing. And I believe the church is coming to the forefront, you know, to lead the way. The church, I think, backed up and encouraged by women who have experienced the lie of Roe v. Wade for 49 years, right?
Yeah, I've had some personal experience in this. As a legislator, I authored a bill that would just require cleanliness in abortion clinics. At the time, we had 7 abortion clinics in Kansas, and just having requiring that people would be trained that work there, that the licensed clinician would be reputable, and those kind of things. And it was actually modeled after the standard that Planned Parenthood said they stood for. I fought for 3 years to try to get that through, and it was vetoed by the governor twice. That was Kathleen Sebelius, who later became the Health and Human Services under Obama. Isn't that interesting? But the thing is, this clinic that I targeted was on 1030 Central in Kansas City, Kansas, and I could not get the Board of Healing Arts or the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to go in and do an inspection because they were hired. You know, we're talking about bureaucrats.
Yes.
They were hired by her, and so they just refused to take any responsibility to do anything about that. During the process, I actually had a 16-year-old girl approach me at the Capitol after I testified in the Senate, and she said that her sister had died having an abortion, and I asked her if she would tell her story. And her mother was vehemently opposed to that because her mother had driven her in to have that abortion. I think about the impact that decision has had on her mother for the rest of her life.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Because she could have had a new life, and instead she contributed to ending one. It's
both
anything
lives.
But
yeah.
Safe and clean. This guy actually cannibalized the fetuses. And there was testimony from people, whistleblowers that were inside the clinic later on, who were like 16-year-old dropouts from high school, the ones that he had working there. And also police officials who testified about the condition inside of that clinic. And I couldn't get it shut down. So you can't tell me that it's safe, legal, and rare when they won't even regulate it. Just so many stories I could talk about. And I actually infiltrated a pro-abort rally recently and dressed like one of those maybe male wannabes. And so I was accepted there. No one questioned my presence there. But I found out the rally was not about life. It was not about abortion. The rally mentioned George Floyd and his sainthood, Black Lives Matter, how it needed to be supported, Mother Earth, how she needed to be protected. We need more regulations for EPA. They mentioned LGBTQ plus, you know, and how they should be honored. And so it was a rally of leftists that basically was basically Antifa, you know, completely negating any morality or any moral thought. And the last person that spoke was a female that got up there and said, "We want free abortion on demand, and we will settle for nothing less." But that's the only time I heard anyone speak. Of course, I got there a little bit late, but I couldn't believe that they were promoting every leftist agenda that exists today. And I was curious about how much money had come into my community in order to, you know, just to the county. There was over $6 million that has come into the state of Kansas to impact the decision on life this year against life. So this is a serious matter, but the reality is when I look at that group of people that showed up, I went, whoa, these are the same people that were at Occupy Wall Street. These are the same people that were at Ferguson. These are the same people that were in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It is the same organization. Mm-hmm. They just take one, you know, current affair that they can capitalize on, and they use it to their advantage. So,
and leverage everything else. It's like have riot will travel here, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So when we had a riot at the Capitol when I was in there, and we had a hearing on Black Lives Matter, and I was there. I was on the front row just to support the people that were testifying about the behavior of one of the legislators. And some guy comes up and's got a baby camera on his shoulder. And I said, wow, I've never seen you before. Where are you from? He was from California. I said, you came all the way from California for one meeting. That's just amazing. But the reality is that camera was there to intimidate anyone that dared to speak. You know,
exactly.
They took a picture of me with two friends of mine that were black on the front row, and a guy who leans toward the Jewish, and they said, these are the racists. And I'm thinking, oh, right. hysterical. What is racism today? It's not about skin color, I guess. It's about speaking against a movement.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, this is how upside down the world that we're in and we're living in right now. You know, Peggy, it makes you question. Here it is, as bad as it is today, what it's going to be like if we maintain this trajectory, what it's going to be like for the next 5 years or the next generation that takes over.
Well, that's why I'm inspired by what you said in regards to the churches standing up. It was almost like, okay, we've had enough. They haven't wanted to speak on politics at all, but now in the life issue, their moral compass is going off big time, and I'm glad for the ones that are saying, okay, we have to stand up for this issue. Yeah, our churches may be vandalized. We may have people get angry and leave, but we have to stand up for this issue. And if not, then, you know, we're dead in the water, I feel like.
Without a doubt, when you look at the history of Western culture, Peggy, it has consistently been people of faith, the church, that have led the way. You know, they've been quieted since the mid-60s. Thank you very much, President Johnson. Well, then he was Senator Johnson, you know, in passing legislation that was intimidating to the churches and thinking, okay, there had to be this great separation of church and state, which was the way they decided to present the concept was not anything consistent with what the founding fathers experienced and what the intent was in having a separation of church and state. It was what was happening in England and Europe at the time, where the church was the state. You know, so it's a different idea, but yet they try to, you know, conflate the issue and confuse people in such a way and quiet the church. But the church's responsibility and authority position as ordained by God is such that it is the moral compass. It should be the one. It has to be the one to lead the way. And consistently, when you look back, especially even in American history, it's been the churches that has led the way. And so it's really important. And I believe that a lot of churches are realizing, look at, abortion has affected them, because you've got a third of the women, according to Barna, have experienced abortion. You got a third of the women in the pews on Sunday at these churches that have experienced an abortion. And their hearts are breaking, and they're coming to the church looking for healing, looking for God, and looking for God's forgiveness, and the church can help them. And I believe that some are doing a great job. Others need to be encouraged and renewed to their mission and that idea. So, you know, thank you again for reminding us of just how important the church's role is in the culture and in the furtherance and the existence of this democratic republic. Peggy Mast, former Kansas State legislator, has been with us. Peggy, thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night?